Why mess with an undersea internet cable?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. The Egyptian Navy says it caught three men trying to cut a big undersea internet cable running into the Mediterranean. A military spokesman says the cable belonged to Telecom Egypt, a major phone and internet company there. No motive was suggested. Experts say there have been internet slowdowns recently in Egypt and have noticed some network congestion as far away as Pakistan that could be connected to this. Regular contributor Chester Wisniewski at the computer security firm Sophos is also curious about why.
There's been a lot of disruption in that region lately with a lot of cable cuts, especially for an organization called CECOM that specializes in providing connectivity throughout that region and especially to India. So we're not sure. They originally were reporting, they thought, these are undersea cuts due to a propeller from a giant ship cutting through, but maybe a lot of this has been sabotage.
Wiretapping also comes to mind as a motive, but Wisniewski says that's unlikely here.
It's certainly possible to do such a thing, but it doesn't sound like in this case that these guys were in any way equipped to monitor or spy on this traffic. I mean, it's true anywhere on the internet that if you are able to physically commandeer a cable that is a major cable coming to or from internet service providers or what we call tier one providers, that you would have potentially the ability to sit there and snoop. But the reality of that would be a pretty gargantuan task, and it's highly unlikely that that's occurred in this case.
Trouble in the same internet cable caused a large service disruption 5 years ago.